My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
CJ in the gun. First down for the Houston 45. CJ wants to throw. Looking around. He's got a little time. Now scrambles forward. Throws it right sideline. Got a man. 35 of the Colts down to the 31. Tank Dell. And he is tackled at that spot by Jalen Jones. Tank Dell just waiting for the football. Got it in a wide open area. Great way for Stroud to see it for a 25-yard gain.
That's right. Reaction Monday. Victory Monday for your Texas 29-27. Let's work through this quick because we might, just maybe, have a special guest on the hotline. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But what we always have for you is hoo hoot on a Texans victory 29-27 week one of the season. I've got to start with the big man, big, fast, jumps high, leaps buildings in a single bound, right? All those things. Nico Collins hooped in this game, John.
He sure did. And what good timing. Remember we were talking about first impressions on Friday. Who needs to make a big first impression? I don't think we had him on the list. But
he doesn't need to, but he's going to.
Yeah.
Right.
No,
like,
but he did anyway.
I don't think if he had a 40-yard gain, anybody would be particularly upset about Nico. We'd probably just be like, chalk it up to a lot of mouths to feed. You kind of had different guys that needed to get involved, but he did because he's capable of it. And because what a secondary that's concerned with Joe Mixon is going to have real, real issues keeping up with Nico going streaking down the field.
Yeah. But keep in mind also until last year, he had been kind of inconsistent, kind of injury prone.
True.
He had his big year last year.
But so, he announced himself.
So now it's like, okay, it's real. It's real. He had 117 or whatever it was yards. No, it was big for him.
Exactly. 117 yards, 6 receptions. One of the things that I found that tickled me personally, because I'm a dude that likes speed. You can call me Al Davis or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Nico Collins had the fastest recorded speed in Next Gen Stats. 21.89 miles per hour on his big 50-yard play. So, yeah, man, Nico Collins hooped in the course of
big
this
time.
One. Was there one for you?
Kenyon Green. And this is – it's Kenyon – everybody's talking about the offensive line as well we should, But Kenyon Green, and I just saw Seth Payne breaking down his tape individually on Twitter. Like, he was mauling people. Like, his not just at the point of attack, but, you know, getting his man, obviously reach blocks, which are really probably the most difficult thing, even more so than
you got to get across
pulling.
The face of him. Yeah.
Yeah. Because when you're pulling, you gain up a head of steam and you kind of pick your man. A reach block means you got to step outside of him where he's already running, get the angle on him and block him, which was a big part of one of the big runs that Joe Mixon had in the fourth quarter, and then try to get to the next level, whether it's a linebacker or a safety or whatever. Kenyon Green flat out hooped, had the highest score of any Texans offensive lineman, at least according to Pro Football Focus.
Which is an incredible thing to see after. Would it be fair to say that he was the one that you were the most concerned about coming into this?
More than fair. No doubt about it.
All right, from one dude on the interior on the offensive line to two dudes on the interior of the defensive line, I felt like Fatu Kasi and Mario Edwards hooped in a way. Now, it felt weird putting them on this list for myself because there were moments where I was like, ooh, they're getting moved. But look, man, it's football in the trenches, man. If you don't get got sometimes, then you're not playing enough, right? But with the way that they handled it, they did a great job handling those blocks up front with a offensive line that has some solid work in the interior. Mm-hmm. And I think that they absolutely had a large part in making sure that Jonathan Taylor only had 48 yards on the ground. Anthony Richardson had, 56 with a big 19-yarder at some point. Like, they were doing a great job in the middle, and they were applying some pressure from the middle.
I'm glad you said
in
that.
In the course of this game as well, when it comes to pass rushing.
Making plays as well as doing their expected job. Their expected job is, have a good push up front, create some space so your linebackers can make some tackles. That's your expected job. The icing on top is, how about Fotokasi? He had a sack, a tackle for loss, and a quarterback hit. From the interior defensive line, that's big time.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that we got to give them their credit and their due for doing the work in the middle, and that was one of the places where I was watching. The trenches was important for me.
And another one for me, this is something that you take for granted until it doesn't happen, then you want to run out of town. Kyme Fairbairn just nonchalanted 350-yard kicks down the middle. I mean, he hooped.
Yeah.
Like, he absolutely hooped. Those were all easily missable field goals for a lot of kickers in the NFL. He just strolled up there and knocked down like a free throw, man. I mean, just like just
you needed all of them, right? Like, you that was early when the offense was a little dicey at times. You got in the red zone a couple of times, weren't able to finish them off.
Yeah.
And getting those 3 points, vital. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you're playing the result in some ways, right? Because there's the little, I guess, butterfly effect of if you miss and what does that change during the course of the game. But ultimately, this is a 2-point final with all of the warts, with the blotch punt, those types of things, even though there was a lot of things that we liked from the Texans, right? Make sure you knock those down matter. So shout out to Kyme Fairbairn. Got to give the kicker his love. Also got to give this young man his love, because we're talking about defensive secondary, and there's some bad things in there for sure if we're going to talk about the defensive secondary. But Caleb Bullock, man, your first game as a starter in the NFL, and you get an interception, right? And, of course, this was one of those interceptions where, look, the ball, it was an Anthony Richardson pass that wasn't it wasn't the greatest. He kind of missed it, and I guess also his wide receiver slipped a little bit in the course of it. Ooh, goodness, man. Caleb Bullock making sure to lay out, get that football. I thought you needed to give him his love for that. He played pretty well, broke up another pass in the course of this that I vividly recall. And so shout out to Caleb Bullock making sure to do what he had to do in the course of that. And maybe maybe I don't even have to go too far on this. I was just happy to see the man get that. Like, I imagine that goes a long way in making you feel comfortable. Right, as a guy in the defensive secondary where you got your hand on the football, and now that establishes the hunger to go and do it again.
Yeah, and could have had two interceptions as well, Caleb Bullock. It was a good and bad first impression. But let's talk about the bad. I mean, the deep balls were not like wide, wide open either. I mean, it was just that rocket launcher, that he has, that Anthony Richard has, that really provided that.
You put this on here, and I was not inclined to necessarily go with this man for hooping necessarily, but Jalen Petrie is who you want to say hoop?
It's almost like grading on a curve.
Okay.
New position, new spot, et cetera, and really didn't have any gaffes,
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It's acceptable?
Acceptable. I will not fight you on that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.